The Breakaway continues all across West Michigan on 97.3 FM, broadcasting live from the Sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids. Glad to be joined now by the head coach of the Ferris State men's basketball team. 14-game win streak right now, heading back home for three upcoming games here. First off, Coach, congratulations on the success that you're having, 10-0 in conference, and even more so, a hard road trip up to Michigan Tech in northern Michigan and two wins there. If you could, talk a little bit about this past weekend that you guys had in the Upper Peninsula.
Well, first of all, yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Dom. And I don't think we have much of a choice but to win around here. That's what all the teams have been doing. So they set the table for us, and we're just trying to follow suit. But just got home from the UP road trip, and you know, it's always a tough trip playing those teams at their place. Longer road trip for our guys, and you know, some added emotion with Coach Saul there at Northern Michigan, and that provided to be a tough trip. But we grinded it out, won a couple hard fought games. Really, we won those games with you know, defense and rebounding, which has been solid for us, but we've won a few games this year by scoring a basketball at a pretty high rate. So it was nice to see us win in a different way. I think that's just a sign of our team getting better.
You know, what is it about this team? When you and I talk in the athletic department office throughout the week, you say that we're competing the same way we competed last year, but Coach, your team's 10-0 in conference right now in first place. I mean, something has to be different. What do you see from your eye in the coaching standpoint?
Well, yeah, sure, there's a few things that are different, but we are going about our business the same way. We're attacking it in a championship way. We're trying to do what winners do. But, you know, some of the differences, besides all of our players putting in some great time and effort into the offseason and getting better, you know, we do have two new freshmen in the mix in the rotation that are playing well for us. James Chappelle's back from injury, and he's a heck of a player, as a lot of people have got to see here. Pretty exciting one to watch. And then, you know, as a coaching staff, we were able to, you know, just reflect on some of our thoughts and the way we went about things, and hopefully we got a little bit better. You know, we're not getting in the players' way as much this year. We're putting them in better position for them to be the great players that they are.
One thing that a player that sticks out on your club, Drew Lehman, he's averaging 17.5 a game right now, and then you brought up James Chappelle, Josh Fleming as well. Chappelle and Fleming, and even Stoliker, your next 2, 3, and 4 in points are juniors, so do you foresee some future success even next year when you have these guys returning again?
Well, as coaches, it's twofold. You know, you're playing with the team. The moment is now, so we're looking at this year, but then, you know, we have several conversations in the office planning for the future. If you do want to sustain success, you look at teams in our league that have been able to do that. I think Finley's probably the number one team. Look at the things they try to do to keep it rolling. So we do have that in mind, and we got some nice young players in the program. We got some guys returning next year that we're excited about. But this year's the year, and, you know, Drew Lehman and Dietrich Lever, they're our seniors that have the most experience. You know, we brought in Matt Soule and Matt Poaches as transfers, but Drew and Dietrich have championship experience here. Their freshman year, they played for us, and we're a part of the North Division champions. So we're relying on them and their experience, and it's just funneling down to the younger guys, and we're trying to keep that culture of winning rolling here at Ferris State.
We're talking with the head coach of the men's basketball team here at Ferris State, Andy Broncoma, and 10-0 in the conference and the GLIAC, as well as a 14-game win streak for their program right now. Coach, three things that I saw this year that stuck out about your program is, number one, you beat Division I Bowling Green State. Props to that. Number two, you went to Finley, and correct me if I'm wrong, your first time ever for a program, not just you, for Ferris State to beat Finley at Finley. And then number three, you haven't won at Michigan Tech in 5 years, and your program went and did that as well this year. So all three, pretty positives for this basketball club. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, each and every game kind of brings a unique storyline, so we try to play those up and have fun with them. This group of guys is a great group of guys. You know, they play off the storyline, and they like it, and they're pretty loose. And so far, we've been pretty lucky and fortunate to go to some places and pull out some victories that maybe in the past we haven't been so fortunate. But teams in the past have been knocking at the door at those venues, and we were just able to finish the deal this year. So it was a good thing. You know, we're moving on, though. We got 12 conference games left and some big ones. So we're trying to get in position where we can maybe talk and enjoy this in the off season. But right now, we're for focus forward.
12 conference games left, three of the next are here in Big Rapids this upcoming Thursday in 2 days' time, and then Saturday, and then a week from this Thursday. Fans, if you've never been to a basketball game, or if you haven't this year, you got to check them out. This upcoming Thursday, they played Northwood, Saturday, Lake Superior State, and then the following Thursday, the 29th, also here in Big Rapids versus Hillsdale. Coach, if you could, give us a preview on these two teams, Northwood Thursday, Lake Superior State Saturday.
Both good teams. You know, Lake State is the defending champs on Saturday, and before that, Northwood. Both teams swept us last year in the series, and, have talented players, returning all-conference players for Lake State and transfers, and a returning all-conference center for Northwood. And both are going to provide different challenges for us. But, you know, it's good that we have them at home to start off. And then go to their place later in the season. But these games are going to come down to the wire. It's going to be the difference of diving on a loose ball or picking up that extra rebound that you have to tip to your teammate. Those little things are going to win these games for the team that wins them. And we're just looking forward to competing. You know, a couple of good staffs, coaching staffs on both those teams with championship experience. And it's a lot of fun to get a game plan together to try to defeat them and try to take them out of what they're trying to do.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck this upcoming weekend and continue your win streak here.
I appreciate it, Don. Thanks for having me.
That's the head coach of the men's basketball team, ND Broncoma, 10-0 in the conference. First place in the GLIAC. They're on a 14-game win streak, 15 if you count their victory over the Division I Bowling Green State Falcons. They're home this Thursday versus Northwood at 8 o'clock, and as well as Saturday versus Lake Superior State at 3 o'clock. Much more to come on the Breakaway Talk radio show as we continue from the sunny 97.3 FM studios from downtown Big Rapids after this.